we go. What's up, guys? This is Andrea with the Andrea Effect. I hope you're having a beautiful morning, day, or night, whatever time of the day you are listening to this podcast episode at. There's like a little echo there, huh? Guess there kind of always is. ¿Qué onda, you guys? How have you been? I miss you. I miss making time for you. Not because I was going to wait till it was like perfect, but you guys are just going to have to get ready with me here. Setting it up. It's un desmadre. Un desmadre 100%. So it is that today. And mildly that every other day too. Let's not fake the funk. So right now I have exciting stuff coming up, but I'm just really soaking in the summer. Like I said, I love July. I love July, polar opposite of December and January because they're so freezing and mildly annoying. But everything that I think is like fun and life, it just comes to life in July, not June, not August, July. So I have been enjoying my month, and I am so excited to get back to you here a little bit. What is resonating with me and has been just, you know, these episodes are, they're my mental wellness check episodes, partially, right? But it's also to be like, hey, you're not alone. I'm like, we're mildly crazy together or whatever, but let's figure this out. Let's find a way to break that pattern. I am huge on patterns. I have no idea how, why, who made me like this. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. But there is a pattern and I just see patterns, and that can be very helpful. And it can also suck because you can live in this anticipation that you know what's going to happen next with that pattern, and you could be totally wrong. And so I've learned to navigate between being in the middle, understanding what is gut, what is fear, right? And what are just pattern behaviors, and not have any really, try not to attach any emotions to it. I don't believe that, you know, oh, you have to think factual, logical. I mean, fact is the sun comes out, right? But, and that's like a fact. But some days it doesn't. Or some days it's overcast, but it's hidden, but it still comes out. So there's like factual science things that we can sit there and say. So, okay, I'm just rambling now. We're going to just wrap this up. Today's episode is focused on fight or flight. And it's this warm, cozy casita I have built for myself. And I have realized that I don't want to live there anymore. And the issue was becoming aware of it, but even worse was, how do I get out of that? And do I want to? It's like I have Stockholm syndrome with this living, you know, technique or this pattern of mind that I've developed. And, you know, it's made me successful in my business. It's allowed me to grow and build my business to, you know, to lengths in terms of opportunities and monetary gains and just skills and just different places that I would have never have thought were possible, and reached people and connected with people that, you know, I didn't, most importantly, I didn't see that in myself, which was a bummer. But, you know, so many years later, I do. And I believe that I do a good job at what I do. And I am, if that makes sense, I am even more so focused on growing more. And it makes me excited. This is on a personal level, right? And so when I get into like a professional level and stuff like that, I'm right there with it. Like, let's go. I lean into it, rock and roll. And it is just fascinating for me. It's fascinating for me. It excites me. I'm not going to share numbers, but I've hit numbers that in my wildest dreams I would have thought I would have hit. and just like I said, the work opportunities have been, I'm just very proud of myself in that aspect. And so after being in shock and amazed at myself and, you know, is this existing or not, I had to stop and say, okay, next level. And I could keep going like that. But other things would fall apart. Other things would fall away. Or I could do it, but I was totally burnt out. But I wasn't tired. I loved it. And like, I live for this. And it was like, wait, I'm addicted to it. I'm addicted to being a workaholic. And it's just, you know, we go back to the factual point. Well, Andrea, you don't have a choice. You got this workload. You have this commitment. You got to see that through. And you have, you know, people depending on you. And you have, in every way, my team or clients, whatever it can be, family, whatever, you know. And so, having my sweet, you know, supporters. And so there's so many different levels of why I could not fail. And so my motivator was fight or flight. So I'd be like, come on, get your ass up. Let's do this. Let's do that. And that's fight. That's me fighting myself. Or it would be like, hey, I'm going to end this. This is not going to work. Or just like, I don't have the capacity or space in a friendship or something like that, or a relationship. Like, I don't have the energy to solve this problem. I need to leave it. Or I'm going to avoid, or I'm going to let that person know I'm not accepting work because I don't want to work. I guess that's normal though. But in terms of flight, like, okay, I'm going to push this off on somebody and, oh, it is what it is. But it was a year I went through like 4 or 5 employees for one particular position. And, you know, I can be like, oh, they don't want to work. No, bitch, you didn't hire right because you were too busy in your flight mode. Because I couldn't understand where I was at in this opportunity, and I wasn't seizing it because I wasn't in my right mind. I was just healing and learning as I went, and I was handling business, but it wasn't my top tier capacity. I had neurotoxins feeling in my body. I had all this trauma and this old things repeating in my mind in between you ain't shit to you got this, and ego base, you got this, right? So then I'm fighting, and then, you know, I have to be angry at somebody to feel motivated to fight them so that I could show them and they're gonna see and you know, see I'm not this. It's just that chip on your shoulder when you're in fight mode, it's exhausting and it's fleeting. Because you're really not mad. And when you make it, you're just like so happy. You're like, well, it really wasn't that big of a deal. Or stay shitty. You know, there's some people out there I can't say. I mean, I've forgiven them. They've done shitty things. Guess what? I think I have people who can say I've done shitty things too. So there's always going to be that part. So I just had to realize I can't live my life there. That's not going to be healthy for anybody. You have to move on. The best apology is changed behavior. I drill it in my kids. I drill it in myself. The best apology is changed behavior. But when your mind is fight or flight, you're just crazy time. And you don't know why you're crazy. Right? You don't know. You don't know that because that's how you were raised, perhaps. That's how you... I know it was true for me. That's how you have survived and navigated the world. And maybe your parents had the same thing. It's always the struggle, la batalla, hay que luchar, la lucha. And la lucha sigue, baby. That's always going to be true. Pero la batalla is a whole different narrative. The ideology of strife, of, oh, I have to versus I get to. It's the same shit. It's the same road. Van para el mismo lugar. Pero depende cómo formas las cosas. Right there, you decide the path. Is it full of trolls y piedras y serpientes? Or is it like, ah, se me atravesó un deste. And you keep on trucking. You keep on moving. You keep going. It's the same thing. It's the same path. It's just how you frame that into your mind. Oh, Andrea, I can't be delusional. What do you mean? This is crappy. It's crappy. Perhaps find the silver lining. My God, you've been delusional about scenarios that, I don't know, the relationship would work or friendship would work. If they you did this, they would love you more. Those jeans sitting in the back of your closet that you're going to fit into. Like, let's be real here, okay? Because I love you and I love myself and I've had this conversation with myself and this is where we're at. Because if we're going to grow and move, we have to start with the truth. And these are awesome because I'm saying them and they can go to anybody. They can be applied to anybody, male, female, black, white, Latino, short, tall, whatever, or whatever boxes you want to put yourself in that are not boxes, but are still boxes. I don't know. You can still do all that, but I'm talking to the human. I'm talking to a human. I'm talking to a soul on earth that is trying to figure out some heavy stuff. And if you are a first gen whatever, I don't care where you came from, Russia, Mexico, wherever you came from, Nigeria, wherever you came from, or Vietnam, it's just different. It's just different, man. It's different when you are first gen and you come with all of that and you got to clear the way for the next person, right? And the next person and the next person. Like, you making these decisions for yourself right now is so detrimental to the success of your legacy, of your offspring, of your nieces and nephews, if you're not trying to have any kids or don't have any, like your mindset about these things. And let's say you're second, third, fourth, fifth generation. I mean, I'm down there and some things that have been passed on are just like, what and why? You know, some things are not even, I mean, there's people who have been here for several generations, right? They came over and they landed here and it doesn't matter. There's still a lot of trauma-based ideologies and issues and things that get passed down. So my prayer is that it stops with us. That the one listener who listens to my podcast, make sure it stops. Either by speaking up, either by making a change in their mindset, in how they view things. Do I have to do this or do I get to do this? Is this person or is this opportunity adding or is it, you know, subtracting for me or you know, diluting my focus on the things that I really want and bring me true happiness? Obviously, we have to do some things we don't want to in part, in as part of our, like our big old caldo, right? Like a big old chicken noodle soup or caldo de pollo soup, right? There's like, not everyone likes celery, but you put celery in there because celery just goes in there and it just makes it all pull together. You don't have to eat it, take it out to the side, and then eat the rest of your dish. So it goes into this big, beautiful mixing pot of skill sets, of mindsets, of attitudes, of drive, of focus, of whatever makes up you. And you get to serve your purpose doing those things, but it comes with a lot of saying, I'm not going to do this anymore. And that fight or flight mode is, it's yummy. It's so, you probably don't even realize you're there. You're like super mega successful, rocking your thing. And you're still like, oh, I got to do that. You're still working like a middle management. Like you're going to get fired if you say, actually, I'm going to change it. I'm going to come in this time. We're going to do this. Oh, I don't want to be a diva. I don't want to be a Nessia. My needs go last because I was so selfish and greedy or someone told you that. So now you have to drag yourself endlessly and selflessly for what? Es un matado. She's a workhorse. I've heard so many things about myself. And at the end of the day, I'm just like, or other people, you know, beautiful people I surround myself with. But I look at us and I'm like, a cambio de qué, cabrona? We are withering. A cambio de qué? It's elusive. We're always chasing. The chase will never end. It'll never stop. So we must implement a item, though, whether that be rest or pamper or me time, whatever way you recognize it, where it's just you, be still. God says, be still and know that I am God. But we think we are in charge. Money becomes our God. Goals become our God. Status becomes our God. And it's just like, will it fall apart if I walk away? There's so many business owners, and I've had clients say, oh, look, I take 2 or 3 days. You know what happens when you walk away? You got to clean up. It really is. And it's true. It's true. It's true. It's true, especially with certain generations where that can happen. Because tienes que estar pendiente, no, de todo, always. That's something that you have committed yourself to. As a business owner, as an entrepreneur, you have committed yourself that this is a responsibility. It doesn't turn off, it doesn't go away, and you don't want it to. If you love what you do, you're just like me, you don't want it to. I don't want it to. I say to myself, I don't know how to live another way. This is my way. Andrea, you work. I work every single day, but I don't work all day. I must clarify that. I work every single day, but I don't work all day. I've gone 15 minutes. I've gone 15 hours. It's just the ebb and flow. And when it's 15 hours and they're long days and it's chinga, 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 I find it so hard to force myself to break. And if you don't break, and I'm talking about a few months, and if you're going on 6 months or more and more, if you don't break, you will be broken. And you will be halted to stop if you don't know how to stop on your own. I've seen it time and time again. A medical scare, some type of thing happens, unfortunately. And so how do we get to the point where we choose to break without making an excuse? Something comes up. No, it's testing you. No, no nos hagamos tontas. I am your friend. I am your cousin. I am your person that will say that. Let's not make excuses. You know, if you really want something, you will wake up early. You will drive. You will go do that. You have been dedicated before to something. You have discipline in you. You have the potential to execute what it is you want. But if fear overcomes you, it'll talk you right out of it. If doubt, self-doubt, oof. The enemy loves to put self-doubt in people, loves it. Loves to tell you you're not this enough, you're not that enough, but this, there's people who are better. Oh yeah, there's people who are way better. There's people who have opportunities who are not even better than you. But the thing is to focus on what you do have and to see when it is time to go and when it is time to rest. And to be honest with yourself. If you are dragging yourself, if you are exhausted, if you are like fight and flight mode, right? It's not going to end good. It's not going to end good. You're going to end up seeing things from a perspective of burnout where you don't want to touch anything, do anything. And that's just not a healthy place to be in. Because that's not life either. Especially if you love what you do. It's allowing things to, it's doing the, making the hard decisions, first of all. The one that you know you have to make and have probably not wanted to, you know. It's allowing those sandwich years, you know, if you're there. I just went into my 40s. I'm so excited. But I feel like I am in my prime right now. Like, you know, I'm looking at these generations of, you know, these different decades of my life, and everything they have become is like prime time right now. 40s, 50s, 60s, whoo, showtime, baby. It's showtime. Every year keeps getting better. Every year keeps getting better. And having this eye-opening, I would say, understanding of fight and flight and the lie that it is. I mean, it's a real thing. It's a real human behavior when we're faced with like stress or overwhelm or whatever. It's you fight or you flight. And so there has to be another way to move out of that. And the things I have found is outsourcing things. And you're gonna be like, oh, so you must be nice. I don't have. I mean, yes, you do. There has to be a way to negotiate something to make time for one thing. I don't care if it's an ipsy bag for $13 a month, but that your thing. So you have a regimen going. You don't cut your grass. Get your grass done. Get your landscape done. Get your house clean. Make sure you buy your juices. Go to a place and have your juices ready, because juicing is also really good for your body. The right nutrition, the right different supplements. Oh, I'm so tired after work. So you pick up this, you pick up that, making sure deodorant's aluminum free, your toothpaste is fluoride free, the shampoo you're using, the soaps you're using, the linens you're sleeping on, the detergent you're using, like all of these things are for your highest good. I think this big old thing of soap, you can use it on your linens, on your dishes, on your laundry. It's like $15. And I mean, there's just, and you can buy a smaller one for like $4 or $5 if you want to test it out, right? There's so many options to honor yourself before the hustle, before the bustle, before the doing. And it's just being. And I think when we are just to be, we just simply exist. That is giving a big middle finger to the fight and flight response. I want you to try to center yourself. Try to do some meditations. If you're by the beach, walk out to the beach. If you're by the forest, or you're able to go into nature and just hike for a couple hours, do that. Be with yourself, soak in your tub. Get, like I said, just try to connect with the earth. Find your center and just keep a journal with you. Measure what takes you out of there and measure it as it goes by. And try to regulate bringing yourself down. Try it just for 5 days. Give yourself that task. I'm not going to do a 5-day challenge. I'm not going to hold your hand, because I could hold your hand and then it'll flop again. You have to do this because you want to do this. Because you've had enough. You whip out your journal. You write, you wake yourself up early. Let's say you're going to work at 9, so you get up at 7:30. Wake up at 7. Wake up on purpose. Don't wake up in a response, fight or flight mode to an alarm going off. Wake up at 6:30, get a workout in, get some stretching in. Listen to a motivational speech and make some beautiful breakfast for yourself. Or drink that juice that you had, you know, made for you to supply you for the week. Some yummy watermelon juice, just good juice. No sugar, nothing added. Just that it's perfect prime. Just a good juice that you're loving on yourself. Your beautiful omelet or your breakfast or your bowl of fruit or granola or like a smoothie that you're just like, oh my gosh, this is so good, that you make at home for yourself. And if you don't have that space, and you know, from a place where you're able to purchase that, perhaps. But not when you're on the fly, not when you're rushing, not when you're doing that. Do it on purpose. Live life on purpose. Don't live it in response to people telling you what to do, pulling you left and right, and you have to. You get to. You get to wake up in your own bed with a roof over your head. You get to wake up to go to a job that may be your ideal place, may not be. So it's a stepping stone. And now you know what you don't like, so you can now find what you do like. You get to wake up. Read, write, spell, whatever you want to do in writing your journal. You get to sit outside, or you get to sit with yourself and just have quiet time before the world pulls you left and right, whether that's kids, your husband, your job, your responsibilities, before answering those emails. If you have a project ongoing, I know, you know, when we run a lot of projects, sometimes it's just like, boom, that's the first thing. Sometimes in my heaviest projects, I haven't slept good. I'm up at 3 because I know something's pending. I'm in the middle of something. I think I fell asleep because I basically passed out and I'm up and at 'em. And that's a 4, 5, 6 max sleep schedule. And it can go on for several weeks. And there's just moments that that has to happen. There's a way around it. Or my idea has been that's just how it has to happen. But I've gotten to the point where I'm just like, okay, knowing that I can do a turnaround perhaps in X amount of time, I extend it to a little bit further because you get to choose that. You get to say what it is. You know, you get to not sacrifice yourself. And I really respect somebody when I know, like, hey, I need this or that. Okay, it'll be this long, this much or something. If I'm like, I don't want that, or yeah, I get that because I'm also in that flow, I'm like, sure. Because why do I want someone to work for me? Why do I want to work with somebody that is stress, like a stress ball? That's not fun. They have fun to be around. And life is not all about fun. It's about handling business. I get that. Like I said, you got to handle what you got to handle. It is what it is. But at the same time, you have to be able to see for yourself. You have to be able to see this for yourself. I hope this podcast episode has been helpful to you. I hope that you trust yourself. I pray that you trust yourself more and more. I pray that you understand fight and flight is just not the place to be. It's you're capable of making those rules. And I think when we all start to do that collectively, we start to make a shift that we are not enslaved to, you know, just employers or our dreams, even, you know, our beautiful dreams and our companies and our business. It's not enslaving. It's not punishment. It's not, you know, getting your, you know, breaking your neck, breaking your back. It's not life. That's not living. It's torture, and it's fighting. It's fighting with yourself, and you're beating yourself up. And if you look at the bottom line, and you look at yourself at years and doing that, it's not worth it. So be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. And the moment you be kind to yourself, the weirdest thing happens. Things still keep going. The world keeps revolving. And things line up for you, and even better opportunities, because you're in a different type of state of mind, a different type of flow. The sun's brighter, the trees are greener, the birds chirp, and you have that time because you commanded that for your life. And I want you to remember that you always have that power for yourself. Even if you lose yourself and you're like, I don't, you do. You do. You communicate it and you do. Anybody in your team and your family has to respect and know that. And I'm so sorry if you don't have that. I'm so sorry if you don't have that. Because that is so crucial to have that support system and team that gets that. That pushes you, right? Like, hey, hold you accountable. Let's go. What do we do? Let's plan on this. But also, hey, time out. I'm going to take a break. This or that. I'm going to kind of switch my schedule. Try something new. Okay. There's this website. Check it out when you can. It's called 4week.io, I want to call it. And what they're trying to do is shift the workforce to work 4 days out of the week. People have voted on this. People like this idea. I remember working that shift when I was younger. And it's a balanced work. I mean, 5 days out of the week, 2 days rest. You know, you don't rest on those 2 days. You're like kind of winding down and you're always doing something. So 4 days out of the week work week, 3 days rest, people are loving it. And they specifically said, we're trying something out new. We could always revert back to our original schedule. It doesn't matter how you want to try things or do things. You have to communicate. Without communication, things go to crap very quickly. Communicate where you're at with your people. Communicate honestly where you're at with yourself. And move forward from there. Trust the process. I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Please go check out my IG. We got some cute little new branding in there. Go watch my YouTube videos. Stay at least subscribe so you guys get the notifications when new content is coming out. TikTok, of course, Yo Girl is there. And in addition to other social medias like WhatsApp, Snapchat, and Twitter, and Threads. I will see you guys very, very, very soon. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week. And see you soon. I wanna.